The Culture of Make-Believe by Derek Jensen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Culture of Make-Believe, written by Derek Jensen, is a book that examines the root causes of environmental destruction and social injustice. It looks at the ways in which our culture has become disconnected from the natural world, and how this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe. The book argues that our culture has become so focused on materialism and consumerism that it has lost its connection to the natural world, and that this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The book examines the ways in which our culture has become disconnected from the natural world, and how this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe. It looks at the ways in which our culture has become obsessed with materialism and consumerism, and how this obsession has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The book also looks at the ways in which our culture has become disconnected from its own history, and how this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The book also examines the ways in which our culture has become disconnected from its own values, and how this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The book looks at the ways in which our culture has become obsessed with power and control, and how this obsession has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The book also looks at the ways in which our culture has become disconnected from its own spirituality, and how this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The book argues that our culture has become so focused on materialism and consumerism that it has lost its connection to the natural world, and that this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. The Culture of Make-Believe is an important book that examines the root causes of environmental destruction and social injustice. It looks at the ways in which our culture has become disconnected from the natural world, and how this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe. The book argues that our culture has become so focused on materialism and consumerism that it has lost its connection to the natural world, and that this disconnection has led to a culture of make-believe, where people are more concerned with the pursuit of material wealth than with the health of the planet. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Culture of Make-Believe is a critical examination of the destructive forces of modern civilization. Idea summary: Derek Jensen's book The Culture of Make-Believe is an in-depth analysis of the ways in which modern civilization has caused destruction to the environment and to human relationships. He argues that the current system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed. In The Culture of Make-Believe, Derek Jensen examines the destructive forces of modern civilization. He argues that the current system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed. Jensen looks at the ways in which modern civilization has caused destruction to the environment and to human relationships. He argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false sense of security and is ultimately self-destructive. He also examines the ways in which the media, government, and corporations have contributed to the destruction of the environment and to the alienation of individuals from their communities. He argues that the only way to create a sustainable future is to create a culture of make-believe, where people are empowered to create their own realities and to take responsibility for their actions. Jensen also looks at the ways in which modern civilization has caused a disconnection between people and nature. He argues that the current system of power and control has led to a disconnection between people and the natural world, which has caused a disconnection between people and their own humanity. He argues that the only way to create a sustainable future is to reconnect with nature and to create a culture of make-believe, where people are empowered to create their own realities and to take responsibility for their actions. The Culture of Make-Believe is an important book that examines the destructive forces of modern civilization and offers a way forward. Jensen argues that the only way to create a sustainable future is to create a culture of make-believe, where people are empowered to create their own realities and to take responsibility for their actions. He argues that this is the only way to create a sustainable future and to ensure the survival of the human race. Main idea number 2. The book examines the history of colonialism and its effects on indigenous peoples. Idea summary: The Culture of Make-Believe looks at the history of colonialism and its devastating effects on indigenous peoples. Jensen argues that colonialism has caused immense suffering and destruction, and that it must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. In The Culture of Make-Believe, Derek Jensen examines the history of colonialism and its devastating effects on indigenous peoples. He argues that colonialism has caused immense suffering and destruction, and that it must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen looks at the ways in which colonialism has impacted indigenous communities, from the physical destruction of their lands to the psychological and spiritual damage caused by the imposition of foreign values and beliefs. He also examines the ways in which colonialism has been used to justify the exploitation of indigenous peoples and their resources. Finally, Jensen looks at the ways in which indigenous peoples have resisted colonialism and fought for their rights and autonomy. Jensen argues that colonialism has been a major factor in the oppression of indigenous peoples, and that it must be addressed in order to create a more just and equitable world. He looks at the ways in which colonialism has been used to justify the exploitation of indigenous peoples and their resources, and examines the ways in which indigenous peoples have resisted colonialism and fought for their rights and autonomy. He also looks at the ways in which colonialism has impacted indigenous communities, from the physical destruction of their lands to the psychological and spiritual damage caused by the imposition of foreign values and beliefs. Finally, Jensen looks at the ways in which colonialism has been used to maintain power and control over indigenous peoples, and how this has led to the continued marginalization of indigenous communities. Main idea number 3. Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed. Idea summary: Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the history of colonialism and its effects on indigenous peoples, and argues that this system must be addressed in order to create a better future. Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the history of colonialism and its effects on indigenous peoples, and argues that this system must be addressed in order to create a better future. Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a hierarchical structure that privileges certain groups over others, and that this structure is inherently unsustainable. He argues that this system has led to the exploitation of indigenous peoples and the destruction of their cultures, and that this must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He further argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of progress and development, and that this narrative must be challenged in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false sense of security and that this must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Finally, he argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false sense of entitlement and that this must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Main idea number 4. Jensen examines the ways in which modern civilization has caused destruction to the environment. Idea summary: Derek Jensen examines the ways in which modern civilization has caused destruction to the environment. He argues that this destruction is unsustainable and must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Derek Jensen examines the ways in which modern civilization has caused destruction to the environment. He argues that this destruction is not only unsustainable, but also has a devastating impact on the lives of people and other species. Jensen argues that the current system of industrial capitalism is largely responsible for this destruction, and that it is driven by a culture of make-believe that ignores the reality of the situation. He argues that this culture of make-believe is perpetuated by a system of power and privilege that allows those in power to ignore the consequences of their actions. Jensen argues that in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future, we must challenge this system of power and privilege and create a new system that is based on respect for the environment and the rights of all people and species. He argues that this can be done through a combination of education, activism, and policy changes. Main idea number 5. Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress. Idea summary: Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress. He argues that this narrative is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress. This narrative is one of linear progress, where humans are constantly striving to improve their lives and the world around them. However, Jensen argues that this narrative is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He argues that this narrative is based on a false assumption that humans are separate from nature and can control it, when in reality, humans are part of nature and must work with it in order to create a better future. He also argues that this narrative ignores the fact that humans have caused immense destruction to the environment and that this destruction must be addressed in order for humans to create a better future. Finally, Jensen argues that this narrative ignores the fact that humans are interconnected and that any progress must be based on a recognition of this interconnectedness. Jensen argues that in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future, we must move away from this false narrative of human progress and instead focus on creating a more equitable and sustainable system of power and control. He argues that this system must be based on a recognition of our interconnectedness with nature and with each other, and must be based on a respect for the environment and for all living things. He also argues that this system must be based on a recognition of the fact that humans have caused immense destruction to the environment and that this destruction must be addressed in order for humans to create a better future. Finally, Jensen argues that this system must be based on a recognition of the fact that humans are capable of creating a better future, but only if we work together and recognize our interconnectedness. Main idea number 6. Jensen examines the ways in which capitalism has caused destruction to the environment and to human relationships. Idea summary: Derek Jensen examines the ways in which capitalism has caused destruction to the environment and to human relationships. He argues that this system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. In his book The Culture of Make-Believe, Derek Jensen examines the ways in which capitalism has caused destruction to the environment and to human relationships. He argues that this system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen argues that capitalism has led to the exploitation of natural resources, the destruction of ecosystems, and the displacement of people from their homes. He also argues that capitalism has caused a breakdown in human relationships, leading to a lack of trust and a lack of connection between people. He believes that this system of power and control has created a culture of make-believe, where people are encouraged to ignore the reality of their situation and to focus on the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this system of power and control must be replaced with a system that is based on cooperation, mutual aid, and respect for the environment. Jensen argues that capitalism has led to a culture of consumerism, where people are encouraged to buy more and more products, regardless of their actual needs. He believes that this culture of consumerism has led to a disconnection between people and the environment, as people are no longer aware of the consequences of their actions. He also argues that capitalism has led to a culture of competition, where people are encouraged to compete with each other for resources and power. He believes that this competition has led to a breakdown in human relationships, as people are no longer able to trust each other or work together for the common good. Jensen argues that in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future, we must replace capitalism with a system that is based on cooperation, mutual aid, and respect for the environment. He believes that this system should be based on the principles of sustainability, where people are encouraged to use resources responsibly and to respect the environment. He also believes that this system should be based on the principles of equity, where people are encouraged to share resources and to work together for the common good. He believes that this system should be based on the principles of democracy, where people are encouraged to participate in decision-making and to have a say in how their society is run. Main idea number 7. Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed. Idea summary: Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the ways in which capitalism has caused destruction to the environment and to human relationships. Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress. This narrative is one of domination and exploitation, where the powerful few are able to control the resources and dictate the terms of progress. This system has caused immense destruction to the environment and to human relationships, and Jensen believes that it must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the ways in which capitalism has enabled the powerful to exploit the resources of the planet and to create a system of inequality and injustice. He argues that this system must be replaced with one that is based on respect for the environment and for human relationships, and that is focused on creating a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen believes that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress. This narrative is one of domination and exploitation, where the powerful few are able to control the resources and dictate the terms of progress. This system has caused immense destruction to the environment and to human relationships, and Jensen believes that it must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the ways in which capitalism has enabled the powerful to exploit the resources of the planet and to create a system of inequality and injustice. He argues that this system must be replaced with one that is based on respect for the environment and for human relationships, and that is focused on creating a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He believes that this system must be replaced with one that is based on respect for the environment and for human relationships, and that is focused on creating a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the ways in which capitalism has enabled the powerful to exploit the resources of the planet and to create a system of inequality and injustice. He argues that this system must be replaced with one that is based on principles of justice, equity, and sustainability, and that is focused on creating a more equitable and sustainable future for all. Main idea number 8. Jensen examines the ways in which the media has been used to manipulate public opinion. Idea summary: Derek Jensen examines the ways in which the media has been used to manipulate public opinion. He argues that this manipulation is unsustainable and must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. In his book The Culture of Make-Believe, Derek Jensen examines the ways in which the media has been used to manipulate public opinion. He argues that this manipulation is unsustainable and must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen argues that the media has been used to create a false sense of reality, one that is based on a false narrative of progress and prosperity. He argues that this narrative has been used to distract people from the real issues that are facing society, such as poverty, inequality, and environmental destruction. He further argues that this manipulation of public opinion has been used to justify policies that are detrimental to the public good, such as the privatization of public resources and the deregulation of industries. Jensen argues that this manipulation of public opinion is a form of social control, and that it must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen argues that the media has been used to create a false sense of security, one that is based on the idea that the world is a safe and secure place. He argues that this false sense of security has been used to distract people from the real issues that are facing society, such as poverty, inequality, and environmental destruction. He further argues that this manipulation of public opinion has been used to justify policies that are detrimental to the public good, such as the privatization of public resources and the deregulation of industries. Jensen argues that this manipulation of public opinion is a form of social control, and that it must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen argues that the media has been used to create a false sense of unity, one that is based on the idea that everyone is united in a common cause. He argues that this false sense of unity has been used to distract people from the real issues that are facing society, such as poverty, inequality, and environmental destruction. He further argues that this manipulation of public opinion has been used to justify policies that are detrimental to the public good, such as the privatization of public resources and the deregulation of industries. Jensen argues that this manipulation of public opinion is a form of social control, and that it must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Main idea number 9. Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Idea summary: Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He examines the ways in which the media has been used to manipulate public opinion and argues that this manipulation must be addressed in order to create a better future. Derek Jensen argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He argues that this false narrative has been perpetuated by the media, which has been used to manipulate public opinion and create a false sense of progress. Jensen believes that this manipulation must be addressed in order to create a better future. He argues that the current system of power and control is based on a false narrative of human progress and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He believes that this false narrative has been used to justify the exploitation of people and the environment, and that this must be addressed in order to create a better future. He also argues that the current system of power and control has been used to create a false sense of security and stability, and that this must be addressed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen believes that the current system of power and control must be replaced with a system that is based on true progress and equity. He argues that this system must be based on principles of justice, fairness, and respect for all people and the environment. He believes that this system must be based on a true understanding of human progress and must be designed to create a more equitable and sustainable future. He argues that this system must be based on principles of democracy, transparency, and accountability, and must be designed to ensure that all people have access to the resources they need to live a healthy and fulfilling life. Main idea number 10. Jensen examines the ways in which the legal system has been used to oppress marginalized groups. Idea summary: Derek Jensen examines the ways in which the legal system has been used to oppress marginalized groups. He argues that this system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Derek Jensen examines the ways in which the legal system has been used to oppress marginalized groups. He argues that this system of power and control is unsustainable and must be changed in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future. Jensen argues that the legal system has been used to create and maintain a system of privilege and oppression, where those in power are able to maintain their positions of authority and those without power are unable to challenge the status quo. He argues that this system of power and control is not only unjust, but also unsustainable, as it creates a society that is unable to meet the needs of all its citizens. Jensen argues that in order to create a more equitable and sustainable future, the legal system must be changed to ensure that all citizens have access to justice and that the law is applied fairly and equitably. He also argues that the legal system must be reformed to ensure that it is not used to oppress marginalized groups, but instead to protect their rights and ensure their safety. Jensen argues that the legal system must be reformed to ensure that it is not used to oppress marginalized groups, but instead to protect their rights and ensure their safety. He argues that this can be done by creating laws that are more inclusive and equitable, and by ensuring that those in power are held accountable for their actions. He also argues that the legal system must be reformed to ensure that it is not used to perpetuate systems of privilege and oppression, but instead to create a more equitable and just society. Finally, Jensen argues that the legal system must be reformed to ensure that it is not used to perpetuate systems of privilege and oppression, but instead to create a more equitable and just society.